Page 1. Editor's Page by Mike Keithley. The fact that I, and everyone else who is blind or visually impaired, cannot tell the difference between denominations of paper money is both frustrating and amusing. Usually I manage okay, carefully taking note of how much an item is and mentally subtracting that sum from what I'm paying. Since I then know what to expect, I can file bills in their proper places. But this isn't foolproof. One time I went to the Vista Center in Palo Alto. I wasn't sure I was going until I finally did, so I didn't arrange for an outreach ride. I took a taxi. I ordered the cab, got my things together, went outside to wait. The car arrived, and I got in. My hearing impairment often makes it hard to understand accents, and sometimes communications can be really tough, especially with fast talkers. Jabber, jabber. Oh, dear, here we go. Not really a problem. I just spoke the address and hoped for the best. I remembered that I had a 20 and a 5 at easy reach, so I got them ready, the 5 atop the 20 folded in my pocket. After a time, I asked where we were. Jabber, jabber. That was a mistake. The fellow was having an obviously good time on his cell phone. Maybe he was talking to his girlfriend at 300 words a minute. I knew he wasn't speaking Spanish. Maybe it was Hindi. We finally arrived at the center. The driver got out, opened and closed the front door. He must have been nervous and opened the back where I was, and I got out myself. How much? I asked. Jabber, jabber. But I thought I heard 23. I had 25 in hand, so I felt in good shape. I gave him the money and heard incomprehension. Now what's the trouble? I told him that's $25, and he can keep the change. More words, and the driver gives me back the two bills. I tried to give them back, but he won't take them. I then noticed that he'd walked away, so I put the bills in my pocket and walked to the center. So what happened? When I got home, my wife told me they were two ones. So was it all my fault, and I tried to give the driver two ones, thinking they were a 20 and a 5? Did the driver feel insulted about keeping the change and therefore give it back to me? And if I'd shortchanged the driver, should I call the cab company and possibly get mired down with hard-to-understand people? My, my, I started this journey without any questions and returned with a bundle of them. If I could tell the difference between my bills, many would have been answered. And now for some housekeeping. I have received several letters stating that the website URL for the Windows-based Braille translator mentioned in the article 21st Century Cooking, Fall 2008 BC, is incorrect. It accesses a Viagra store. My research suggests that this is indeed true. That store has hijacked the WinTranBT.org site, and there is no remedy at this time. Somebody thinks Viagra and Braille mix, but the Braille translator, for which the Windows software is simply an interface, is still available at the web at nfb.org/nfb/nfbtrans.asp. However, this is MS-DOS software, and you'd have to be familiar with it to use it effectively.